lonely during the week without him there.
在周间的时候，林牧师不在，非常的寂寞。
Sometimes I'm here all alone during the weekday.
有时候，金牧师一个人在这里。
So we're happy to see him come back very soon.
所以我们很高兴他即将回来我们的当中。
Today I want to share with you something about grace.
今天我要和你们分享恩典。
As we talk about missions this month, grace is a very important part of that.
这个月是宣教月，在这个宣教月的当中，恩典是很重要的。
In fact, we can't do missions without grace.
我们没有办法去做短宣宣教，如果是没有恩典的话。
Because then grace becomes only work. Missions becomes only work.
要不然的话，宣教就只是工作而已。
And not out of a love relationship that we have with the Lord.
而不是从我们和神的这个有爱的关系中间来做。
I want to share briefly with you from Luke chapter 7.
我们今天要分享的经节是路加福音第七章。
If you could turn to your Bibles or look up in the screen with me.
你可以翻开圣经或者是看这个。
I want to read verse 36.
我们要念第三十六节。
Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
第七章第三十六节，有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。
We know that the Pharisee's name is Simon.
我们知道这个法利赛人的名字叫做西门。
And why would Simon invite Jesus to his home?
为什么西门要请耶稣到他的家里头去和他坐席呢？
Verse 39 tells us that he did not believe Jesus was the Christ.
第三十九节我们可以看到，因为他不认识耶稣，就是基督，就是我们的救主。
He did not even believe that he was a prophet.
他也不认为他是一个先知。
Simon did it to build his own reputation.
西门这样做是要来这个让他自己的名誉更好一点。
Jesus was already gaining a great reputation wherever he went.
耶稣这个时候已经不论走到哪里，他的名声都已经很好了。
And whoever was with Jesus would gain a great reputation as well.
无论谁和耶稣基督在一起，他的名声也就会变好了。
Verse 37 says the woman that we're going to speak about knew where Jesus was.
第二三十七节讲。有一个女人她知道耶稣在那里。
How did she know where Jesus was?
那她怎么知道耶稣在那里呢？
How did she know he was going to eat at this place?
她怎么知道耶稣会在西门的家里来坐席呢？
Only because Simon was sharing with everybody Jesus is coming here.
那就是因为西门和每一个人讲说耶稣会来他家吃饭。
So he wanted everyone to know because he wanted a great reputation.
他要每一个人都知道这件事，因为他要有个好名声。
Let's read verse 37 through 39. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
第七章的三十七节到三十九节，那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭。眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说：这人若是先知，就必知道这摸他的是谁，是个怎么样的女人，乃是一个罪人。
What do we know about this special woman?
我们知道这个有知道她这个女人的事情吗？
First, we know that somehow she heard the teachings of Jesus.
第一就是她知道这个耶稣的这个教导。
And at some point, she decided to dedicate her life to Jesus.
在有一个时间，她就决定她要来跟随主。
She decided to turn her life around.
她要把她的这个生活改变。
We probably know that she had a difficult past.
我想我们大家都知道她的过去是很困难的。
She had a bad reputation.
她的名誉是很不好的。
She was probably a prostitute.
她可能是一个妓女。
She committed adultery with many men.
她和很多人犯奸淫。
As well as many men committing adultery with her.
很多人和她犯奸淫。
We know that she lived a difficult life.
我们知道她的生活非常困难。
We know that as she walked by, people would point fingers at her.
我们知道她经过别人的时候，大家都会指指她。
We know that she herself struggled with who she was.
我们知道她自己对她自己的这个事情很有挣扎。
Because when the truth hits us and touches us, it can change our lives.
当真理触摸了我们，我们的生命会得着改变。
Her many tears, it says their tears were flowing from her face.
这上面说她的眼泪从她的脸上流下来。
Her many tears showed remorse.
她的眼泪就是因为她有这个反悔悔悔改。
She did not care about how she looked in front of others.
她不在乎她在别人面前是怎么样的。
Her heart was being repented.
她的心她有这个反悔悔改。
She washed Jesus' feet with her hair.
她用她自己的头发来擦干耶稣的脚。
Back in the day, women were supposed to have their hair covered.
在那一段时间女人 suppose 她的头发是要把她这个包起来的。
They would never show their hair in front of others.
她们从来不在别人的面前来给人家看到她们的头发。
Only their husbands.
只有她们的先生会看见。
But it was nothing new to her.
但对她说来，这不是一件新奇的事情。
Because of who she was.
因为她是那样的人。
She let her hair flow to attract men.
她让她的头发，她把头发放下来，来吸引男人。
This is kind of the life that she lived.
这是她所过的生活。
But now she's using her hair to wash Jesus' feet.
她用她自己的头发来擦干耶稣的脚。
A few months ago, my family and I went camping.
几个月前，我和我的家人去露营。
I don't know how many of you have heard of Big Sur in Northern California.
他们去这个北加州的 Big Sur.
We try to go camping every summer.
我们每一个暑假都试着去露营。
My kids love camping.
我孩子们很喜欢露营。
This was our fourth year going together.
这是我们第四年了。
And usually when you go camping,You wear tight clothes and covered clothes.
他说你通常你去露营的时候，你的衣服都是可以把你的身体遮住的。
Especially when you go to the mountain.
特别是你到山上的时候。
But I don't like to wear tennis shoes.
但是他不喜欢穿球鞋。
So instead of wearing tennis shoes, I wore slippers the whole camping trip.
他说我没有穿球鞋，我就穿那个夹拖鞋。
My wife would always tell me, why are you wearing slippers?
她的妻子就问她说，你为什么要穿拖鞋呢？
Because I told her, I like the freedom.
她说因为我喜欢穿拖鞋的自由。
But wearing slippers every day camping, I realized my feet were very dirty.
每一天都穿这个拖鞋的话，脚都会很脏。
Every night I would have to go in the cold and wash my feet with soap.
我说每天晚上我要用这个肥皂来洗我的脚。
My wife made it clear she wanted me to wash my feet every night.
她的太太喜欢她跟她说每一个晚上她的脚都要洗干净。
And even after I washed my feet with soap and as I would dry them, there would still be dirt on the towel.
当我用肥皂洗过脚以后用但在擦我的脚的时候，我的这个毛巾上还是有那个土。
It was difficult to get it clean.
他说是很不容易把脚洗得很干净。
Almost impossible.
差不多是不可能的事情。
We have to visualize this woman washing the feet of Jesus.
我们要来想象这个女人来洗耶稣的脚。
It's not a romantic picture.
不是一个很这个罗曼蒂克的一件事情。
Sometimes we think, wow, it's so beautiful. It's a beautiful picture.
有时候我们认为那是一个很美的图画。
But it was a very messy picture.
但是是一个很这个脏的一件事情。
Only Jesus understood the beauty of what was happening.
只有耶稣自己才能够了解他做这件事情的美的地方。
But she was willing to look beyond herself and to do that for Christ.
她愿意超越她自己为耶稣来做这件事。
We can also assume that this woman probably did not go and worship at the temple.
我们可能可以想象这个女人是不会到圣殿里面来崇拜的。
She had a bad reputation.
她的声誉非常不好。
She would not be welcome at the temple.
在这个圣殿里面，我想没有人会欢迎她的。
Nobody would open their arms for her.
没有人会为她伸开他们的手。
So we see probably that she never really experienced God.
我想她可能从来没有真正的经历过神。
Verse 40 to 43, let me read for you. Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. You have judged correctly, Jesus said.
第四十节到第四十三节，耶稣对他说，西门，我有句话要对你说。西门说，夫子，请说。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债，这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那个多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
We know Jesus is not talking about monetary debt.
我想我们这边知道耶稣并不是在说是在这个金钱上的这个债务。
We know that Jesus is talking about the debt of sin.
我想耶稣在这边是在说这个犯罪的债。
He is sharing the fact that because of sin, we owe a great debt.
他跟我们分享说，因为我们的罪，我们欠了很多。
Let me ask you this question.
让我来问你们一个问题。
Are you a person with great debt?
他说，你们是欠一个很多债的人吗？
Or are you a person with small debt?
还是一个欠很少债的人。
Are you a person with great sin in your life?
你是一个在你的生活中间有很多罪的人吗？
Or are you a person with little sin in your life?
还是一个有很少罪的人。
Because it's impossible to have no sin in your life.
他说，因为在我们的生活中没有罪是不可能的。
Because we are not perfect.
因为我们是不完全的。
We sin.
我们犯罪。
Let me ask you this question.
让我来问你们一个问题。
Is there a great capacity in your life to sin?
在我要问你一个问题，就是在你的生活中间，你有很大的这个很大的这个地方可以来这个犯罪吗？
When you look back in your past, do you see a great list of sins you've committed?
在你回顾你的以往的生活，你有一个很长的一个这个犯罪的记录吗？
Or do you look back in your past and you say, yes, I've only committed a few sins?
或者你回头看你自己的生活，你只犯了很少的罪。
You say, Lord, I'm not a murderer.
说神，我没有杀人。
I don't steal.
我没有偷窃。
I don't talk behind people's backs.
我不在人的背后来这个数算人家。
There's no gossip from my mouth.
我从来不说这个闲话。
I've committed no adultery.
我从来没有这个犯过奸淫罪。
I do my best to live a good life.
我尽我的力量来这个过日子。
Is that your testimony?
那这是我们的这个见证吗?
Or is your testimony, Lord, I've struggled so much?
还是你的见证说,神啊,
there are too many sins that I can even think about.
我的罪太多了,
my life has been filled with struggle.
我的生活是多有挣扎。
Jesus is challenging the people to reflect upon themselves.
耶稣是来要我们来回想我们自己。
They see this woman and see great sin.
他看这个女人,看她有犯了很多的罪。
And they think because they have not committed as great a sin as her, they are more righteous.
可能有人认为,因为她不和那个女人犯了这么大的罪过,她就是公义的了。
They think that my sin is small, hers is big.
可能有人认为我的罪很少,她的罪很大。
So that makes me more righteous.
这样的话我就比她多义。
But we must pay attention to verse 42.
但是我们要看第42节。
Jesus says, neither of them had money to pay him back.
这边说因为他们无力偿还。
Neither persons.
这两个人中间没有一个人可以偿还。
He didn't say that the person with small debt or sin could pay him back.
他没有说这个比较欠少的人或者是罪犯的少的人他可以还。
He said whether big or small,
他说不论大或者小,
neither could pay me back.
都没有办法偿还。
We must have this understanding
我们一定要有这样的了解,
that it's not about the big or small debt of sin.
并不是要看这个罪恶的大和小,
but it's the fact that we do sin.
只是要看我们是有犯罪。
Let's look at verse 44.
我们来看第44节。
Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman from the time I entered had not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet.
44节到46节，于是转过来向着那女人。 便对西门说,你看见这女人吗? 我进了你的家,你没有给我水洗脚。但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚,用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴,但这女人从我进来的时候就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油膏抹我的头,但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。Simon
invited Jesus to his house.
西门 邀请耶稣到他家里。
When you invite a guest to your house, you are to treat them as a guest.
当你邀请一个人到你家里, 你要把他当作客人来看待。
But Simon was not interested in treating Jesus as a guest.
但是西门不是对待客人的方法来对耶稣并不是他的重点。
He was only interested in having a reputation that was close to Jesus.
他只是要
That's all he desired.
那是他所有想要的。
That's all he wanted.
那是他所有想要的。
He did not understand who Jesus was.
他并不了解耶稣基督是谁。
Let's look at verse 47.
第47节。
Therefore I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, for she loved much, but who has been given forgiven little loves little.
所以我告诉你们,有许多的罪都赦免了,因为他的爱多,但那赦免少的,他的爱就少。Jesus
is teaching us a very strong principle.
耶稣在教导我们一个很重要的一点。The
greater the sin,
你所犯的罪越多,
the greater is the meaning of forgiveness.
那赦免对你就更有意义。
Jesus is stating our capacity to love God depends on our sin life.
So 我们要怎样的来爱神, 就是要看我们的罪有多少。
So though many of us live a righteous life, we have to understand that that doesn't always draw us close to God.
我们很多人是 过着一个公义的生活，但是那并不让我们更让神让我们和神更亲近。
Simon lived a righteous life.
西门过一个公义的生活。
He kept the law.
他有这个遵守律法。
He did what he was supposed to do at the temple.
他在这个圣殿里面做他所该做的事情。
He had a great outward appearance.
他的外面看来很好。
People honored him.
大家都很尊敬他。
Yet he did not honor Jesus.
但是他并不尊敬耶稣。
He didn't know who Jesus was.
他不知道耶稣是谁。
And we have this woman caught in sin.
我们有这个女人是犯了很多的罪。
She came to Christ because she heard the good news.
她来看耶稣是因为她听到了那个福音。
She was filled with grief and sin.
她是有很多的罪恶。
Yet when she met Jesus, it was a different story.
当她遇见耶稣的时候，她的故事就和西门不一样了。
Instead of inviting Jesus to dinner, she invited herself to wash his feet.
她没有办法请西门来吃饭，但她到他的面前来洗他的脚。
The greater the sin,
你的罪恶越重,
the greater is the meaning of forgiveness.
赦免就对你更有意义。
Here we learn what grace is all about.
我们在这边学习到恩典是什么。
Grace cares deeply.
恩典是我们对恩典是我们对别人非常的这个
Grace loves deeply.
恩典是我们对别人非常的爱别人。
But it also allows people to fail.
但是恩典也让人来失败。
It allows people to be different.
让人来和别人不同。
It allows people to look at a different way of living their lives.
也让他可以和别人所过的生活不一样。
We don't all see things the same.
我们对每一件事情都不是有同样的看法。
And Jesus understood this.
耶稣很了解这一点。
But grace loves deeply.
恩典是深深的爱。
And grace cares deeply.
恩典是深深的这个爱。
It doesn't give us the right to sin more.
但是没有给我们任何权利来有更多的罪。
Romans 6 challenges us, do not keep sinning.
罗马书第七章告诉我们不要一直来犯罪。
But as brothers and sisters in Christ, we must be careful to understand what Jesus is saying here.
我们在主里的兄弟姐妹们要很小心的来看这一点。
I would like you to reflect for one moment.
我想请你们大家来思想这件事情。
When people enter into your life and they have sinned,
当人来到你的生命中，当他有犯罪，
how do you react to them?
你是怎么样的来对待他？
How do you judge them?
你是怎么样的来这个看他？
When you know of people who have sinned,
当你知道人有犯错，
and who are struggling in their sin,
他在他的这个这个罪恶中间在挣扎。
What does your heart tell you?
你的心怎么样和你说话？
Do you weep with them?
你和他一同哭泣吗？
Do you grace them?
你给他们恩典吗？
Do you embrace them?
你拥抱他们吗？
Do you try to love them?
你试着爱他们吗？
Or do we sit in judgment of them?
还是我们坐在后面来这个审判他们？
When we talk about missions,
当我们讲到这个,
we're talking about sharing the love of Christ.
当我们讲到这个, 宣教的时候, 我们是要和别人说耶稣基督的爱。
When you share the love of Christ with people, it's a dirty job.
当你要和别人分享耶稣基督的爱的时候, 这件事情是不容易的。
Jesus said he came for the sick, not the healthy.
耶稣说我来到世上是要医治病人而不是来为那些身体健康的人而来。
And when people are sick, they are filled with sin.
当人生病的时候，他是有很多罪恶的。
But it is not our job to sit in judgment of them.
但是我们不是，我们的工作不是来这个审判他们。
But it is our job to share grace with them.
但是我们的工作是要来和他们分享神的恩典。
I'm going to ask you this morning to search your heart.
我今天早上求你们来审查你们自己的心。
Is there someone that comes to mind in your life that brings about an attitude of non-grace?
在你认识的中间有没有人，当你想到他的时候，你就对他没有办法充满了恩典？
You can't forgive them.
你没有办法原谅他们。
You always speak badly about them.
你每次提到他们的时候都没有好话可以说。
In your heart, you have something against them.
你的心里有很多的事情，为他们。
Let me encourage you this morning to search your heart.
我今天早上来这个鼓励大家来检查自己的心。
For only by extending grace to others do we realize the grace that God has given to us.
我们要把神给我们的恩典给别人，我们才能够充分的经历到神给我们的恩典。
Verse 48 says,
第四十八节,
Your sins are forgiven.
第四十八节, 于是对那女人说, 你的罪赦免了。
He is able to offer and extend the grace to her.
耶稣能够给她恩典。
The reason why God allows the church to exist is so that we can extend the same grace to others.
神为什么允许教会的存在，就是让我们把他的恩典给别人。
Is there unforgiveness in your heart?
在你的心里有不原谅吗？
Search it.
来检查自己的心。
Maybe you've lived a righteous life.
Maybe, 可能你的生活是很这个正直的。
And you judge people who have not lived as righteous life as you.
你对别人，如果他没有和你一样有这样正直的生活，你就会对他审判。
But let me encourage you to understand that nobody can pay back the debt of our sin.
我想让你们知道，没有一个人会为自己的罪来这个付上代价。
Jesus canceled the debt of sin for those who sin much.
耶稣把我们的罪除去，是为那些很有很大的罪的人。
And he also forgave sin for those who sin very little.
他也赦免那些罪很少的人。
And it's our job to grace each other.
是我们的工作，是我们要对彼此都充满了恩典。
So that people would be drawn to the grace that we give.
所以人会被我们的所付出的恩典来吸引。
This is how we do missions.
这是我们也怎么样的来做宣教。
This is how we share love.
这是我们怎么样的来分享耶稣的爱。
By extending the kind of grace that brings life.
是要把神的恩典分享给别人。
Amen. Let's pray.
请大家祷告。
Lord, we pray today that you would search our hearts.
我们天上的父，我们今天向你来祈求，来让我们能够自己检查自己的心。
Is there any unforgiveness?
我们有不肯原谅别人的地方吗？
Is there any bitterness?
我们有苦毒吗？
Do we hold any grudges?
我们对人有不原谅吗？
Do we gossip about others?
我们有在外面闲言闲语吗？
Lord, teach us to reflect upon our heart.
神求你来让我们自己来检查我们的心。
We pray that you would forgive us, Lord, for our sins.
我们祈求你来原谅我们的罪。
Forgive us for trying to live a righteous life, but still holding on to, Lord,the sins of our lives.
我们也是要过一个正直的生活，但是我们还是 照样的犯罪。
Let us not just talk about Jesus.
就求你让我们不只是来提到耶稣基督。
But let us live a life that's full of grace like Jesus.
要让我们在我们的生活中充满了恩典，像耶稣基督一样。
So that the world could see that our lives are different.
所以世界上的人可以知道我们的生活是不一样的。
So we can extend grace to those around us.
所以我们可以把神给我们的恩典来和别人分享。
And Lord, if there are some of us who find it very hard to forgive, please help us.
主，如果我们当中有人很难原谅别人，就求你来帮助我们。
We thank you for your grace to us.
我们为你给我们的恩典来感谢。
For no matter how great our sin is,
不管我们的罪有多大，
you forgive.
你原谅我们。
And your grace.
你的恩典。
So that we could live this life.
所以我们可以活在这世上。
Fully for you.
完全的为你活。
We thank you, Lord.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.